We learned in the previous Mishnah that it is the opinion of Abishol, you can go to the edge of the boundary and wait for Mitzvah Shabbos, wait for it to get dark, so you can start doing what you have to do right away, if it is a Dvar Mitzvah. Well, the Batnura explains that what we're going to learn now is a continuation of the Shita of Abishol, and that the Halach is like Abishol. So Zak the Mishnah. Machshichin al Tchum, you're going to wait for it to become night at the boundary, meaning the boundary of the Tchum Shabbos, Lifakeach, to attend to make sure you're there, to make sure it's done right, Aliske Kala, something has to be done for a Kala, to make sure she has what she needs, Yaliske Ames, and to take care of whatever's necessary for a Mes Rachman Alitzlan, for someone who passed away, Lahavili Arin v'tachrichin, to bring him the Arin is the coffin, Tachrichin are the shrouds, the special clothes that a Mes wears. So again, if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, to make sure you're there to check out what a kala needs, what the mace needs, it's okay. It's okay to come before Shabbos and wait by the edge of the boundary for it to become night. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Nachri, someone who is not Jewish, shehevi chalilin b'Shabbos, who brought special flutes that they used to use by levayas. They had a minig by a levaya that behind the coffin, people played these flutes. It was a special sad music, and it would make people cry. So let's say a non-Jew brought these flutes for a Jewish funeral. And it could be that they were brought from beyond the Tchum. Loi yispoit behen Yisrael. A Yid may not use them. Hesped means when we make a eulogy on a mace, or we do things that generates crying for the mace. Now why not? It's after Shabbos already. Being that these flutes were brought for the Levaya, and there's no other purpose for them, so that Rabbanan made a knas. They said you can never use it for any Yiddish Levaya. At least that's what Rashi holds. Some say that if it's long enough, a time after Shabbos, that it could have been brought from after Shabbos, then you could use it from that point and on. But there is some type of knas in regard to using these flutes. So once again, Zakta Mishnah Nachri, Shehevi Chalilin, that brought these flutes b'Shabbos on Shabbos, lo yisbik behen Yisrael. A Yid cannot use them to get the people to cry. El im kein bo mimakim karav. Unless we know that they came from someplace close, so we're certain that they came from a place that was within the Tchum. Zakta Mishnah, Asulo Arain v'chafru lo kever. Asulo Arain, if they made an Arain for him, v'chafru lo kever, or they dug a kever for him. The Batnur explains, they made the Arain for themselves. In other words, for a Nachri to be buried over there, or to sell it. So they didn't specifically make it for a Yid. Under those circumstances, you're covered by Yisrael, a Yid can be buried there. If this person who's not a Yid made a coffin, or dug a grave on Shabbos for his own purposes, either to bury another guy or to sell it, then we have no problem with it. As long as he didn't do it specifically for a Yid, Yakovah by Yisrael, a Yid can be buried there. But v'im b'shvil Yisrael, if he did it for a Yid, la Yakovah by Elamis, then a Yid can never be buried there. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim where this means that Yid, that they prepared it for, can't be buried there? Or does it mean that no one can be buried there? Either way, let's chazer over the Mishnah. So we have here a continuation of the Shita of Abishol. You can go to the edge of the Tchum, wait for nightfall to take care of what has to be taken care of for a Kala or for a Mace. Instead of a Nachri brings the flutes that they used to use to generate crying on Shabbos, it played a special kind of music that made you cry. It can't be used for a Yid unless we know for a fact it came from a nearby place. We said if the Arain or the Kever was not made specifically for Yisrael, Yisrael can be buried there. If it was made for Yisrael, then lo yakavru by Elamis.